that you got all your guys at outside linebacker, just what does that do for your defense to keep fresh bodies and all that?
I think it's been great so far. I think it's a it's a blessing, and it's great from a coaching standpoint to have so many different options with different skill sets that are all very capable of performing at a high level. And so, you know, Sunday night, if we can get all those guys on the field at different times or in times we see that best fit their ability to impact the game, that's what we're looking for. It'll be good.
Can Perry's recent performance make things easier on Matthews, or is Matthews always going to draw the attention just because of who he is?
I would say that Nick is off to a very, very solid start, and I think it's more important to focus on if Nick continues to play that way, it better serves the defense. Clay is better off taking care of when he's out there trying to make all the plays that he can make, given the opportunities he's given. So I think Nick Perry is just off to a very, very impressive start. And so you want to take it one game at a time to where let's continue to somehow find ways to where we can put him in the best position to continue to play very well.
They've got two bigger guys at offensive tackle, maybe than compared to most teams. I guess I certainly haven't compared them, but their left tackle's a really big guy, and so it's the right tackles. What kind of the challenges that present to your guys? Maybe different looking you see.
Everybody's big in the NFL. Well, that we face, you know, in the interior offensive line. Week in and week out, we see NFL caliber offensive linemen from a size, from a skill, and to be honest with you, that's not what we focus on. We simply focus on preparing ourselves in a way in which let's try and find ways to do what we do as well as we can do, as much as we can do whenever we're out there. The guys that we're going up against, God bless them. If they're big, small, fast, strong, skillful, it really doesn't matter. What does matter is trying to find a way to get our skill set to mismatch theirs.
The amount that Packer played against the Lions, did that give you a nice bit of information about him, and especially with your, you have to do the self-scout this week, did it give you a real good picture of?
There's only two guys asking questions here. What's going on here? I'm sorry. That screwed me up. Go ahead. Ask the question again, please. I'm going to start asking everybody else questions in here and making everybody else answer questions. Go ahead.
Fackrell got a lot of snaps in the last game. Got a chance to view that. Did it help in doing the self-scout? Was there a lot of stuff you could show him that, you know, about what he needs to do to get better and all of that?
No, Fackrell's coming on real nice. I think that the injuries were more of a inability for him to obviously play more. If he plays more, we get a chance to find out what he's doing really, really well, what he can work on and so forth. But at the end of the day, if there's an opportunity to play him, we'll play him. Doesn't matter. But I think he's off to a really good start, given the plays that he's had so far and rotating with the guys that he's been playing with. Obviously, first couple of games was kind of tough, but this past game with the Lions, you know, he had an opportunity to play a lot of snaps, play well.
How much, Winston? Valuable are those when you're reviewing film with young guys like that? How much more valuable are those snaps in the games as opposed to like the preseason games? When you know they get a lot of snaps then, but maybe they don't mean quite as much.
Very interesting. I can only speak for myself, and I can only say that in the evaluation process through the draft, by the time we get them, by the time we get to preseason, you get a very good idea of what they can and what they can't do. And so you just – what we've been able to do is just trust each other. A lot of dialogue going back and forth, and it's been able to serve both parties very well, talking about myself and obviously Coach Capers and Kyler Faculty and all the young guys that we have. It's been good to be able to get him going.